الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة، وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها، فينظر كيف تعملون، فاتقوا الدنيا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My most respected elders and dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, our cherisher. And peace and salutations be upon our noble master Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Today I have completed your deen. Our deen is complete. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and have terminated my ni'mat and my bounty of deen upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am pleased, Allah is pleased with the deen of Islam, as the religion, as the deen that we should follow. So Allah Ta'ala is pleased with deen. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with Islam. So anyone who will adopt Islam, any person who will live his life according to deen, according to Islam, most definitely he will gain and earn the pleasure of Allah. Because Allah is pleased with deen. And what Allah is pleased with, that person who will take that to heart, most definitely he'll earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really respected brothers and elders, deen is the solution to all the problems of mankind. Deen, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically what is deen? Deen is firstly linking this heart of ours to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and following the sunnah tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to every aspect of our lives. This is basically deen. Allah ta'ala has taken an oath in Surah Al-Asr. Allah ta'ala says, Al-Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah Ta'ala has taken an oath on time. The most valuable asset of man is time. His whole life revolves around time. Allah Ta'ala says, every person is at a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those people who bring iman and do good deeds. This is basically deen. Iman and amal. Iman and amal. Deen is the life of this world. If there's no deen, wallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make qiyamah come about. When will qiyamah come about? When there's no one to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the surface of this earth. That will be the end of this world. That will be the end of this world. When there's no one to take the name of Allah. No one to remember Allah. No one to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one to bring alive the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the surface of this earth. Then, most definitely, there's no use for the sun rising. There's no use for the rising of the sun. Then most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring night about, day about. The whole system of this world will come to an end, will terminate. When there's no one to take the name of Allah. When there's no deen basically on the surface of this earth. So what is the death of this world is, there's no deen on the earth. Once there's no deen on the surface of this earth, most definitely this is the death of the earth. Because all the promises of Allah, all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are linked to deen. All the promises of Allah. Whether it be the promise of Allah of a good life in this world. Whether it be the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of goodness in akhirat. Whether it be the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of barakat, of blessings. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah ta'ala says in Quran that if the people only had to fear Allah as they ought to fear Allah, they bring iman and they have taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We will open up the blessings of the skies and earth for them. When you talk about vicegerency on the surface of this earth, this also is connected to iman and amal. This is also connected to deen. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. It is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those people who have iman, those people who link their hearts to Allah. What is the demands of iman? Demands of iman is that in this heart of ours, there has to be the love of Allah, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has to come into the deepest recesses of a person's heart. Respected brothers, we all have iman. One is that iman that we have, that they say that is iman mawjood. But one is the iman that is required from us, the level of iman that is required from us, iman that is matloob from us. That is like the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where the gaze was always towards Allah. The gaze was always towards not mal, not towards wealth, but towards amal. The gaze was towards akhirat. The gaze at every given moment was towards akhirat. And akhirat, wallah, is the true life of an individual. The true life is life of akhirat. The true life is the life of akhirat. Death is just the beginning. That is the beginning of life. That is not the end. That is the beginning of the life of akhirat. True life is the life of akhirat. Sahaba radiallahu anhum lived for akhirat. They truly became Allah's. When they became Allah's, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that everything became subservient to them. They gave their hearts to Allah. In their hearts was Allah and only Allah. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. What is wanted from us? When we give, it has to be for Allah. When we withhold, it has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we love, it has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatred also has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything for Allah. A person that learns to live for Allah, he'll be able to die for Allah. Person who'll be able to live for Allah, he'll be able to die for Allah. So Allah ta'ala takes an oath and he says, innal insana lafi khusr. Every person is at a loss. Every person is in destruction. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Except those people who bring iman upon Allah. Those people whose hearts are linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a strong connection with Allah. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. That person who truly becomes Allah's, Allah will become his. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. when he came to Madinah Munawwara, one of the first advices that Nabi s.a.w. gave Sahaba radiallahu anhum was, man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqih. That person who will mend his relationship with Allah, will truly become Allah's. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mend that individual's relationship with the entire creation. Creation will become subservient to him. So creation became subservient to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. One occasion, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu comes into one of the cities. He sees a lion that came from the jungle. It's in the city. And when people saw the lion, obviously they ran to take shelter. Ibn Umar anhu goes towards that lion without any fear in his heart. And he slaps that lion and he pulls its ears and he tells, oh lion, this is not your place. Your place is the jungle. The lion itself becomes subservient and it goes back to the jungle. People seeing this, they all are surprised. How did you do it, oh Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu? He says, that person who will truly fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make creation fear him. Creation will become subservient to him. And that person who will not fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that he will fear creation. He will become the slave of creation. Speaker brothers and elders, it's time we truly become the slaves of Allah. We truly become Allah's. We're motivated by Allah. Everything we do should be on the basis of the pleasure of Allah. Nabi s.a.w. encouraged this. He said, do every action on the basis of what? Iman on Allah and Iman on Akhirat. If it be you being good to your parents on this basis, on the basis of Iman on Allah and the basis of Iman on Akhirat. If it be that you serve your neighbors, it should be on this basis, on the basis of Iman on Allah and Iman on Akhirat. Every good deed, the do's and don'ts have to be done, and a person has to abstain from those things that he's prohibited from. On what basis? What must be the motivating factor? Motivating factor must be our connection with Allah, Iman on Allah, and Iman on Akhirat. Where a person keeps Akhirat at mind, Akhirat at heart. And on that basis now, person comes upon deen. person comes upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are linked to each and every limb of our bodies. There's the commands of Allah that are linked to our eyes. Deen that's connected to our eyes. Deen that's connected to our hands. Deen that's connected to our legs. Deen that's connected to our heart. So deen is connected to each and every limb of our bodies. So that person will bring deen alive. Firstly, in his own life. He will bring 100% deen alive in his own life. Firstly, he'll connect himself to Allah. He'll strengthen his iman. And with that, he will do good deeds. Basically, he'll bring deen alive. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alive. Then accordingly, he'll benefit from the treasures and the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, respected brothers and elders, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that if it was just one surah that was revealed to this ummah, it would have been sufficient for their hidayat, for their guidance. It would have sufficed. And what was that surah? It was basically the very same surah that we're speaking about, Suratul Asr. So in this Suratul Asr, Allah Ta'ala says that everyone is at a loss, except those people who have four qualities. What are the first two qualities? Iman and Amal. This is connected to ourselves. Iman and Amal is connected to oneself. Firstly, every person is required from every person that he links his heart to Allah. He becomes Allah's and he brings deen in his life. Then the second two qualities that Allah Ta'ala speaks about in this surah of Quran Kareem is connected to the ummah, our responsibility with regards to mankind at large. Because we are the final ummah that we have been sent on the surface of this earth. We have been sent for the benefit of mankind. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. We have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. What is our responsibility? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ We enjoy the good, forbid the evil. We bring iman upon Allah. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the same thing in Suratul Asr. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ These two qualities are connected to the ummah at large. Our responsibility with regards to the ummah, to enjoin good, to forbid evil, to enjoin good and to forbid evil. And respected brothers and elders, this was the worry and concern of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this worry and concern that deen has to come alive. Commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come alive on the surface of this earth. Every person has to be linked to Allah. Every person has to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. This was the worry and concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen must come alive. People have to be saved from Jahannam. People have to enter into Jannah. It was for this that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sacrifice. Sahaba al-Anhu made sacrifice. They left their homelands. They went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this worry and concern, they sacrificed everything that you could think about. They sacrificed. Sacrificed wealth. They sacrificed their own wives, their own children. And the greatest sacrifice that they made was they left the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one that was most beloved to them was none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They left the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went to establish deen in the different countries of the world. Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu is going to Yemen. The one that was most beloved to him was none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets him and he says, Inni uhibbuka ya Muaz. Oh Muaz, I love you. Inna awla al-nasi bi al-muttaqoon. Man kanu wahi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa gives him advice. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa tells him, Oh Muaz, when you come back to Madina Munawara, you will pass by my qabr. You will pass by my qabr. This is our last meeting. Imagine what maybe he went to the heart of Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu. But what did he go to Yemen for? To bring deen alive. To bring deen alive. So respected elders and their brothers, this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a twofold responsibility. One is to bring deen in our lives. And we have this responsibility to bring deen alive in the lives of each and every individual. So alhamdulillah, in this regard, as we all know, respected elders and dear brothers, with this very objective, so that deen can come alive in our own lives, and deen can come alive in the lives of each and every individual, alhamdulillah, this effort of Dawat and Tabligh is taking place all over the world. With this worry and concern, deen has to come alive. And together with this, alhamdulillah, the brothers actually of Durban are very, very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them this opportunity to host this Mubarak event, the Ijtima, that will take place next week. It will be taking place from Jumu'ah till Sunday, Zuhr. This Mubarak event, what is the objective? It's not just the gathering of people. The gathering of people with a great objective, with a great worry and concern. Basically the very concern of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Ilyas Sabrani said, one of the objectives of this effort of Dawud and Tabligh is, once again, how we can bring happiness to the heart of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How we can bring happiness once again to the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's ask ourselves, when amal of this ummah are being presented to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every Mondays and Thursdays, ask ourselves, are the amal of the ummah bringing happiness to the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or is bringing sadness to his heart? Is it bringing happiness to his heart or sadness to his heart? Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sallallahu Alaihi said that one of the objects of this effort of Dawat and Tabligh is that we want to bring happiness to the heart of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that how? By deen coming alive in the lives of people. Deen coming alive, sunnah coming alive, shariat coming alive, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming alive. And basically what is the object of this ijtima? Once again, to present the very amal, the amal of the time of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the amal of Nabuwat, to present these amal to the ummah once again, to make an environment of these amal. What are the basic amal? The amal of fasiyah, the amal of dawat, where we invite towards Allah, we speak about Allah Ta'ala's greatness. Then the amal of ta'lim and ta'allum, learning and teaching, the amal of zikr and ibadat, and the amal of khidmat, where we portray the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These were the means by means of which deen came alive. These were the amal by means of which, these were the means by means of which deen came alive. Deen came alive in the lives of people. These were the amal by means of which people changed their lives. Many people accepted Islam through the dawat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Umar radiallahu anhu accepted Islam on the basis of ta'lim. He heard ta'lim, he heard the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the basis of ta'lim that was taking place in the home of his sister, he accepted Islam. Then Hinda, she accepted Islam seeing the ibadat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. She saw the ibadat on the occasion of Fatih Makkah. She came into the haram. She thought that they would be planning to attack the attack the people of Makkah Mukarrama. But what she sees that night, she sees some person in ruku, some person in sajda, some person making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, she saw the ibadat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum that night. It affected her heart. She changed her life, she accepted Islam. And there were many individuals that accepted Islam on the basis of the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So these are the amal of hidayat. These are the amal of hidayat. Through these amal of hidayat, basically Allah Ta'ala will imbue a person's heart with hidayat. Allah Ta'ala will put noor in a person's heart. And basically what is hidayat? Hidayat is a noor that Allah Ta'ala puts into a person's heart. Now by means of this noor of hidayat, Jannat now becomes a reality. Jahannam becomes a reality. Akhirat now becomes a reality. So respected brothers and elders, as I said, the brothers of Durban are very, very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them this opportunity to host the ijtima. Take yourselves as the host. All the people from the whole KwaZulu-Natal that will be coming, they basically will be the guest. We are like basically the Ansar of Madinah Munawwara. Different people from different places, they came to Madinah Munawwara. So the Ansar, firstly, they took the fikr of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to heart. They took the fikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to heart. And all those people that came, they transferred the fikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to those people. That was basically the Ansar. Muhajirin came, people came from different places to Madinah Munawwara. They came with the desire to be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came with this desire that deen must come alive in their own lives and the lives of the entire mankind. So respected brothers and elders, once again, let's inshallah, with regards to this ijtima itself, we ourselves, most definitely, we have to be in the forefront with regards to this ijtima. And with that, inshallah, encourage others also to come for this ijtima. And we ourselves, we try inshallah, although we are living in Durban, let's try inshallah, each and every individual try, make this intention, we're going to sleep in the ijtima. We're going to be part of that environment. Part of the environment. It's not just, ijtima is not just about the bayans. Ijtima is a whole environment. Environment of amal. Environment of tilawat. Environment of dua. Environment of good deeds. This is an ijtima. When person comes into the environment, then the person gets affected. Environment is a very, very strong tool to affect the hearts of people. Environment. Environment is like the weather. When it's hot, every person feels the heat. When it's cold, every person feels the cold. Like that, when there's environment of deen, environment of tilawat, environment of speaking about Allah Ta'ala's greatness, environment of tahajjud, environment of dua, environment of people going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there's environment of this that is present, then every person is affected by the environment. So ijtima is an environment. It's not just the bayans, or it's not just few amal that take, no, it's a whole environment. Environment of amal, where an environment of dawat is established, environment of ta'lim, learning and teaching, people have bringing desire for amal in their hearts, desire for environment of zikr, ibadat, environment of tahajjud, environment of ishraq, environment of tilawat of Quran, environment of dua, an environment of khidmat, where we serve each other and we portray the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak make this ijtima a success. Make it a means of deen coming alive. People really changing their lives. People getting more connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the objective. Objective is deen must come alive. Commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come alive. People have to be linked with Allah. Sunnat must come alive. Shariat must come alive. So may Allah Pak give me and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.